Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a potential announcement that's 30 years in the making.
Wow.
I mean, that's how long these guys have been eligible, yeah. Right? Not even a sniff. And finally, these men, this local man, is getting the recognition he deserves.
Yeah.
But if you want to find out in the moment if this is finally going to happen, you got to sit through like the biggest hot pile of garbage.
Yeah.
To get there. You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So we learned a couple of months ago that for the first time ever, despite all of the records, record sales, tours that this group has, Foreigner was nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
In my life, there's been heartache and pain.
Because Lou is singing, I don't need you.
His passion gives me passion.
His name is Lou, not you.
Go.
Know that.
I like you, bro. All right, so.
Yeah.
We've been debating for the last 2 months whether or not Foreigner had a chance to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yes. And up front, we thought no, because they were up against a lot of heavy hitters.
Oh, yeah.
Ozzy, Dave Matthews Band.
Cher.
You, for some reason, think Cher's going in.
Mariah.
Mariah Carey's in there.
Yeah.
But as time went on, Foreigner started getting massive support from legends of rock and roll. Dave Grohl, who is in already with Nirvana, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, they made a video saying, hey, what the hell? How are they not in? Paul effing McCartney.
That's the big one.
Yeah.
The king.
Made a video saying, hey, why the hell aren't they in? And they were doing really well in the fan vote as well. Now, we don't know where they are in the fan vote. The fan vote has ended. We haven't seen it.
Sealed.
Sunday night.
Oh, boy, it all comes down to this.
Yep, we will find out for sure if Lou Gramm and Foreigner are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In fact, you can sit and watch the announcement if you'd like.
Wait, live?
Yes, you can.
How cool is this?
It's not that cool, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Because the only way you could sit and watch the moment they get in is to sit through American Idol on Sunday night. Ryan Seacrest and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Lionel Richie will be making the announcement live during the episode.
So I wonder, are they going to have cameras at these people's homes, like to get their reaction, like they do this draft?
Okay, but no, because you'd have to put cameras in like everyone's house.
Because
like if you only brought cameras to the winners, they would know they're getting in.
No, like everybody, like how they jump back and forth during the show.
Like I feel like those artists are too big for that.
Yeah, like Mariah Carey's not going to sit there
Cher's with
to
her
be,
mom,
like, drafted,
and her aunts. The,
there's no way that Cher's mom is still alive.
The joke, Wheeze.
Bro, how Cher's mother be 140 years old?
She would. I don't get the joke. I'm sorry. I want to know what love is.
There's no set amount of people they'll let in, right? Or is there? Or do they only pick like three?
We've been getting so much weird information. Yeah. It's almost like nobody, even in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, know what the rules are for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right, so we may see Lou.
Yep, Sunday night. Sunday night will be the night that we find out. And I'm nervous for this, man. I got like Bills game vibes for this.
So is this their, I mean, they could get it again next year.
Here's the problem.
I know they're getting old.
Well, no, they're not getting old. Like we found out, they've been old. But beside that, there are two things we found out in the last 2 months that make this year the year they have to put them in. One, Lou, a couple of weeks ago, announced his retirement.
Right.
He said he will perform again if they get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and they have to do the induction performance. He said he'd be happy to do that. So, if Lou's retiring, you know, a year, two, 3 years away from your retirement, are you going to want to go do that show?
Right.
The bigger problem, Mick Jones, band leader of Foreigner, he announced he has Parkinson's.
Right.
In fact, he hasn't been performing with the band recently. one more year of having Parkinson's may mean that you don't get Foreigner. You get tributes from other bands to Foreigner. Mm-hmm. And no one wants to see that. I mean, look, the guys deserve one last chance with the original group.
Yeah, standing up and performing.
Yeah, go give me one, two, three songs, whatever you can. Get your time in the sun. Let that theater with all of these rock and roll legends stand up and give you the respect they deserve. Because they do deserve it.
Oh, yeah.
They deserve it.
Yeah. But they don't seem like, the only problem is you're going up against what you said, this like murderer's row of entertainment.
But it's been so, they've deserved it for so long. I'm hoping the Hall looks at them, says, how did we overlook them for 30 years? Paul McCartney said they have to get in.
I know.
Right?
True, true, true.
I don't know. Like, you look at like baseball, football, hockey, basketball, Hall of Fames. Those have like old timers voting, but every once in a while you'll see a guy that's on like his last chance to get in and they vote because, look, did we wait this long to put this guy in? He deserves to be in there. I'm hoping, not, and I think they deserve to be in anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping they get that vote as well because they deserve it.
Yeah.
You want it for Lou, you want it for Rochester. This would be a big deal.
So you're going to watch American Idol?
I'll check Twitter.
But if you use the...
I ain't sitting through American Idol, man. Lionel Richie's weird-ass face. What happened to his face?
He got way younger. And his face got longer. Like, he's got more face than he's ever had.
Like more
face? Yeah, I'm telling you, his face is longer and bigger than it's ever been.
His face now really goes all night long.
Yes.
Thank you.
But you're making, like, the aging argument, which you can make for other people up for this award, too. Like
Cher's up there.
Ozzy.
Okay, but
Ozzy's also sick, man. He's got a cane.
He's in with Sabbath. He's already in. Like, I love Ozzy, but he's already in.
What about Mariah?
True.
Mariah's got years.
No, I was thinking more Cher and Ozzy.
Mariah's got to be up there, man.
She ain't Ozzy up there.
No.
Yeah, true.
I think that's how we should measure age in the show from now on.
Ozzy
up there.
The Ozzy one.
Is he... I mean, like, everybody, Sinead O'Connor, she's up. She's already passed away, right? Like, Dave Matthews Band, they got time. They're still touring.
Yeah, true.
I think that if there is an urgency.
I got a bad feeling about it,
though. Got a bad feeling about everything.
They ain't getting in.
The fact that you said it means they're getting in. Congratulations, Lou, on your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. I'm happy for you. Are you guys not nervous about this? I'm nervous.
I just don't think it's happening.
You know what that tells me?
What?
You think that Mariah Carey and Cher and Ozzy are more talented than Foreigner.
Not more talented. They've just been bigger stars.
That kind of feels like it. But no, we found out that Foreigner has sold more records and had more number one hits than like...
So...
The stunning amount of the greatest rock and roll bands in American and British history.
So all these big names came out and they did the video and said, you know, how has Foreigner not been in yet? I wonder, though, like, every year does that happen with, like, big artists that come out and vouch for people? Like, is this a unique thing, or does this happen all the time?
I don't want to know the answer to that question. I want to have my bliss and my ignorance.
Like, does Paul McCartney do this every year, and we just don't notice?
Just to make himself look like a good guy?
Shut up, Kimmy.
I'm asking.
I think she's right.
I don't
know. You can't prove it.
Because we're sitting here as homers pulling for this band that I don't know if it's on anybody's radar anymore outside of this area.
What are you talking about? You hear their hits all the time.
I know, but are they on your mind?
In TV shows, in movies, they still get play, man. They still get play.
All right.
Weren't they on the Stranger Things soundtrack a couple of years
Possibly.
Ago?
Possibly.
But like, I always said, like, he's no longer here. Like, I always knew somebody was a megastar when my father knew who they were.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because, like, they transcended the music. Mm-hmm. It got to my dad.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And I don't think Foreigner's that kind of name.
You don't think your dad loved Jukebox Hero?
No.
My ass. That song was made for your dad.
But he wouldn't hear it.
Standing out in the rain, a heavy downpour, cleaning my gun and my bullets with bourbon in my hand. All right. So if you think you can sit through what is American Idol?
My wife loves that show.
Wait, you watch American Idol?
No, she does. She watches it after I go to bed. She watches it all the time. Oh. What's that? It's on too late for me.
No, I know. I just figured you guys both watch stuff together.
Nah, I'm a Below Decker, man.
It starts at 8 o'clock. It's on too late.
I would watch Lou if he was on Below Deck.
Nobody asked.
I would watch. If they did an induction on the boat.
Okay. I want to see Lou perform one more time. Do you want to see Lou in a bathing suit?
Yeah, it'd be funny.
Bathing suit Lou.
Bro, some of these blubbery rich people, it's hysterical.
For God's sake.
You wouldn't want to see Lou in a bathing suit?
No, I like
drunk?
I like Lou.
I like Lou, too.
No, I like Lou the way Lou is, with a shirt on.
I like a bare-chested Lou.
Bare-chested Lou is my favorite Ribs Arkansas song.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.